With Congress bearing down on another set of deadlines to avoid a shutdown and default on the national debt this winter, lawmakers have little time to come to the bipartisan agreements necessary to perform basic government functions. As reporter Zach Cohen at National Journal says, bipartisanship has hit a rough patch on Capitol Hill. Zach, what's the timing like?
The issue is that there are a bunch of other to-do list items on Congress's plate for the rest of the year, for just the next 2 months. They've got to fund the government before December 3rd with a shutdown looming. They'll have to raise the debt limit again, probably sometime in early December. There's an annual defense policy bill known as the National Defense Authorization Act that needs to pass sometime this year. So there's a lot going on, and right now there's not a lot of movement on the bipartisan efforts as long as this reconciliation bill is still up for negotiation.
Boy, and you said they're historically behind on that other stuff, correct?
That's right. I believe last I checked, I think there had only been five National Defense Authorization Acts that had not been passed by the Senate at this point in the year. Now, typically, that bill needs to be conferenced with whatever the House produces, and then there's a separate sort of follow-up vote. But the Senate has not voted at all on this this annual defense policy bill. It's something like $700 billion in defense authorizations. Normally, the Senate would have sort of approved their version, but so far it's only gotten committee consideration on a vast bipartisan vote. And from what I've heard from panel members, there really isn't much concern among the members of the Senate for that particular bill. It's really just a question of finding the floor time and, frankly, the focus to get that done while all this other stuff is up in the air.
We're speaking with Zach Cohen, Senate reporter at National Journal. His piece is called Reconciliation Standoff, Bottlenecks, Bipartisan Bills. The debt ceiling, that's just another battle that's just about a couple of weeks away, I guess, again.
Right. Yeah. Just a few weeks ago, there was a real concern that the United States was going to, for the first time in its history, default on the national debt, which would have had catastrophic economic consequences, not just in the United States, but across the globe. Democrats and Republicans in the Senate, after Republicans for months had said that Democrats should go through the sort of cumbersome process of raising the debt limit via reconciliation, when that didn't happen, Republicans ended up sort of caving and providing the necessary votes to allow an up or down vote in order to raise the debt ceiling on a party line vote, sort of a complicated Senate maneuver there. But that was only $480 billion, which only raised the debt ceiling enough to really cover government borrowing through, we think, about early December. It's not totally clear on when the new quote-unquote X date would be, when the United States government would actually run out of money again and be unable to pay its bills without borrowing more. So that statutory borrowing limit is going to come up again probably sometime in the next 2 months. And so far, there hasn't really been a lot of action to do anything about it.
Ultimately, what does experience tell you, Zach? Does something of some size get passed with regards to this reconciliation bill, the social and climate spending proposal?
President Biden was on CNN on a town hall in Baltimore, and he sort of ran through some of the big provisions that are in this package, but also some of the major compromises that have happened. Things like shortening the 12-week paid family leave provision to 4 weeks, cutting free community college, changing some of the climate provisions so that they would appease Senator Joe Manchin of coal-heavy West Virginia. And he said there's only about four or five provisions left to be worked out. You're hearing sort of compromises on the revenue side to appease Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona. She's opposed, all the reporting indicates, any corporate tax increases. And so they're certainly getting closer. I keep thinking back personally to the congressional fight to pass the Affordable Care Act at the beginning of the Obama administration. Very similar dynamic. You had 60 Democrats at the time, so they could surmount a filibuster without any Republican support. And it really came down to getting the support of people like Senators Joe Lieberman and Ben Nelson, who were moderate or centrist Democrats, who Democrats really did their vote in order to get it done. And they made major concessions, things like eliminating the public option as part of that package. And so it does seem like they will get there at some point, but there are lots of moving pieces and a lot of people with veto power, so it's not a given at this juncture.
You said bipartisanship has hit a rough patch. Is it permanent?
I don't think so. And there's a lot of legislation that does end up moving through committees, through the floor. I think just this week they passed a bill unanimously, didn't really get a lot of attention, that reappropriates some COVID relief dollars that haven't been spent yet to pay for things like disaster relief and infrastructure, some of the things that are really important that Congress ends up spending billions of dollars on every year.
Exactly. Zach Cohen at National Journal.